Steppenwolf by Hermann Hesse. Narrated by Peter Weller.
Author's note, 1961. Poetic writing can be understood and misunderstood in many ways. In most cases, the author is not the right authority to decide on where the reader ceases to understand and the misunderstanding begins. Many an author has found readers to whom his work seemed more lucid than it was to himself. Moreover, misunderstandings may be fruitful under certain circumstances. Yet it seems to me that of all my books, Steppenwolf is the one that was more often and more violently misunderstood than any other, and frequently it is actually the affirmative and enthusiastic readers, rather than those who rejected the book, who have reacted to it, oddly. Partly, but only partly, this may occur so frequently by reason of the fact that this book, written when I was 50 years old and dealing, as it does, with the problems of that age, often fell into the hands of very young readers. But among readers of my own age I also repeatedly found some who, though they were impressed by the book, strangely enough, perceived only half of what I intended. These readers, it seems to me, have recognized themselves in Steppenwolf, identified themselves with him, suffered his griefs, and dreamed his dreams. But they have overlooked the fact that this book knows of and speaks about other things besides Harry Holler and his difficulties, about a second, higher, indestructible world beyond the Steppenwolf and his problematic life. The treatise, and all those spots in the book dealing with matters of the spirit, of the arts, and the immortal men, oppose the Steppenwolf's world of suffering with a positive, serene, superpersonal, and timeless world of faith. This book no doubt tells of griefs and needs. Still, it is not a book of a man despairing, but of a man believing. Of course, I neither can nor intend to tell my readers how they ought to understand my tale. May everyone find in it what strikes a chord in him and is of some use to him. But I would be happy if many of them were to realize that the story of the Steppenwolf pictures a disease and crisis, but not one leading to death and destruction. On the contrary, to healing. Hermann Hesse. A note on the translation, 1963. This is the first revised edition of Basil Creighton's translation of 19...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?